The director of risk management with Ham's Marketing Services is encouraging pork producers to watch for rallies in the futures market over the winter months that could allow them to reduce their losses. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Live hog prices continue to be pressured by burdensome supplies of slaughter hogs amid the uncertainty around COVID-19 and the implications for pork demand and pork processing. Tyler Fulton, the director of risk management with Ham's Marketing Services, says the summer pricing has failed to deliver anything that would come even close to profitable production.
Well, we have seen futures creep back a little bit. I would say we could start to consider setting some targets if we get another 8 to 10% rally in the October through February period. So over the winter months, if we could see another 10% rally, I think that would be a good trigger to re-enter the market. There's not a lot of producers that have been taking protection at these levels, because they're quite unprofitable, and that if we do see a recovery, then I would say that then producers would probably get back and try to cover off some of that risk, even though that's probably still at a loss. You know, it would provide some certainty and be possibly a smaller loss than you would otherwise expect with the cash market. It's, you know, just a prolonged period where prices are not profitable, and there's really no prospect in the near, well, in the next 3 to 6 months that they will be profitable.
Fulton says the U.S. continues to deal with record-setting hog numbers, and we anticipate we'll be moving an additional 6 to 8% more pigs through that seasonal late August to early December run-up. He says the peak tends to come in late November, early December, so we'll be looking at larger hog supplies and likely continued pressure on prices. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.